Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. God bless you on today. We are going to go back. We're going to look at some scriptures today for encouragement. I still feel like we need to be encouraged right now on today. I know I do. We need to be encouraged on today, and we'll go back to the book of John when God says the same, when the Lord says the same. But right now, we're going to continue in a word of encouragement. But first, we're going to begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. And I bind the spirit of depression and suppression in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. We look to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You said you keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, Lord. We're looking unto you, Lord. Send your spirit of peace in the name of Jesus. Bless us and edify us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to look quickly at Psalms 24. And that scripture came to my mind a few minutes ago, Psalms 24, 7 and 8. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Excuse me. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty and in battle. And so our heads are lifted up. Jesus has already been crucified. He is already at the right hand of the Father. It is finished. Our names have been written in the Lamb's book of life. It is a finished work. Hallelujah. And I thank God for it. It is a finished work. We are just here in the meantime until God descends with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and they which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. Amen. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. We are going to be with God. Amen. And everybody that remains and the dead that have died in Christ shall be with the Lord. That's what we're waiting on. We're waiting on either the rapture or we be taken out of here through death. Either way, we are winners. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. So we need to be encouraged on today. We build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Yes, those that have the spirit that's been baptized in the spirit, that have a language of tongues, speak in your tongues in the name of Jesus. If you don't, you pray the word of God and you pray that God gives you that gift in the name of Jesus. We love the Lord on today, and we got to get in our words and we got to edify ourselves by building ourselves up. It's a faith walk. Our faith is being challenged. Our faith is being tested. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we are hearing right now the word of God. We just read Psalms 24, 7 and 8. Right now, excuse me, got a little frog in my throat. Right now, we're going to go over to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, and we're going to read from verse 14 to 18. And this is Paul, and this is also encouraging. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. God is our Father. And we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, fearing salvation, fearing we won't make it, fearing we won't be able to pay our bills, fearing what some health issue is happening to us. We got a report from the doctor, fearing all those things. I rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And we have not received the spirit of bondage to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption. God chose to get us. This is not something that we were birthed to him and he didn't want us. He chose. It's the spirit of adoption. When you adopt a child, you go and do the legwork. You go and fill out the paperwork. You go and choose the child in which you want. God chose us. We are chosen of God. We are not an accident. We are not a mistake. We weren't just thrown on God and then he's just forced to take us. He's birthed us into the world so he can adopt us through his son, through Jesus, through the blood of Christ. So we have been adopted. We have been chosen. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Amen. Let's continue still in Romans 8. Now we're on verse 16. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Our spirit and the true spirit, the Spirit of God, is bearing witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Now we get tested and tempted in this world. There's all kind of voices going on of this and that. But you know what? Our spirit, when the word of God is being spoken and the spirit is hovering in our midst, our spirit bears witness to that spirit, telling us that we are the sons of God. There's something that quickens in our spirit. So when we hear the Spirit of God, we are moved by it. That is a witness. Our spirit is giving us a testimony that we are the children of God. Hold on to that. You're going to receive a report tomorrow. You'll get a call today. That's an email or something to come in the mail to try to divert your attention on something. The next thing you know, you're spending so much time on that. But you know what? Believe thou in God. Hope thou in God. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That secret place is in God. Pray. This is a time to pray. Pray to the Lord. Get in your secret place with God, wherever that is, in your car, in your closet, in the room, in the house. Get a moment alone and pray. We have to pray. Prayer brings that relationship with God closer because you are communicating with God. Let's continue. Verse 17 of Romans chapter 8. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. We are suffering for the gospel's sake, but it says right here that we are heirs and joint heirs, if so be that we suffer with him. We're going to suffer with him. And I love verse 18, which brought me to the scripture this morning because I was thinking about the Lord and I was thinking about that spirit of heaviness that is in the land. And it is trying to get up on me. And that is the reason why I'm even talking about encouragement, because I feel it. I feel it. But right here, verse 18 of Romans chapter 8, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I reckon, I counted, I looked at the debits and credits, and I realized, Paul is saying, I realize that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. That glory, that power, that relationship with God, that being face to face with God one day, that seeing him in his glory, and that receiving our glory. We're also going to be glorified with Christ. So suffering of this present time, it's not worthy to be compared. When you look at accounting and you look at the debits and credits and all of these debits coming out of this life is just taken out. When we get the credit of Christ, it's not worthy to be compared. So whatever suffering you're going through, whatever thing you're counting, you're going through, count it all joy. Count it all joy, because the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Believe God on today. Hope thou in God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God shall not fail. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.